Weiter in Shas, we're going to do test, picking up on Mem Chesem based about 3/4 of the way down by the next part of the Mishnah. Im Hita L'Sheva, Chavizim Gudesh. The Mishnah had said, Samachlokas Tanakaman and Shimon, and that is that, let's say, a guy says, marry me with something, and ends up doing something else, then it's not going to be Gudesh. Shimon said that if it turns out that Hita L'Shevach Mekudesh, if the mistake was for the advantage of the woman, then it's going to be Mekudesh. Example, if he says, marry me with silver, and it turns out to be gold, then there will be Mekudesh. Apparently, Tanakhama disagrees with that. Zokta Heilige Gemara, now, the next part of the Mishnah that we said, that on Rabbi Shimon, says the next part of the Mishnah, Im Hita L'Shevach Harezu Mekudesh, if it's married. The lesson of Rabbi Shimon, Yayin V'nimsa Chometz, Chometz V'nimsa Yayin, Shtei Mechom Lachsmem. What? He doesn't hold of the din that we find above a basa. Let's say a guy sells wine to his friend, it turns out it's vinegar. Vinegar turns out that it's wine, that both of them have the ability of going and going back on this. Says Rashi, Lokech, Amocher, Mishnah, above a basi. They both have the ability of backing out. Alma Ikeduni Chali Bechala, Ikeduni Chali Bechamer. You see that sometimes it's good chala, which is vinegar, and sometimes it's good, which is wine. So therefore, Hachanami here also the same thing. Maybe a person who only wants the silver, they don't want the gold. So how could Rabbi Shimon come and say that's going to be good kedushin if she gets more? He says, Gamar, Rav Shimon Barashi, Ashkachte la abayit, Yosef kamasber le lebre. I saw that Abai was explaining the mission to his son, Hachamai Skinner. What are we dealing with over here? Gigon Shamil Shlucho Halveni Dina Shel Kesef. We're talking about over here where there's a Shliach. Rashi says, Klomer, Itos Gabe Dida Have Lo Have a Polig of Shimon. Shimon wouldn't disagree when there's a mistake by her. Ella Kigon Have a Tos Gabe Dida, when it's a mistake by him. For example, what's the case? Gigon Shamil Shlucho, I go and I say to my Shliach, do me a favor, Halveni Dina Shel Kesef, lend me a silver dinar and v'lech v'kadesh li shel ponis, and go marry this woman for me. And what happens? V'alech v'hil v'shel zav. He does that, but he does it with out of gold. My sofer k'pid, the Tanakhama says that this person, meaning me, when I go and send it, I'm makbid, that it's got to be exactly what I'm saying over here. And therefore, if it's more, it's going to be no good. Umar sav, rashes v'lo nichale, latsis lo zav, doesn't want to give her gold. V'ein zesh shlucho b'zos, Rabbi Shimon sofer, menech nechale, de chashivusa hi gabei, behind the gamer lay dinar kesef mayar makum hulo. It's mayar makum lahakalov to make it easier. V'lomer im ein chayachol la'avosli dinar zav. Then to lavali dinar kesef. Says the gemara, when jumped the gun a little bit, mayar sever kmeida, mayar sever mayar makum hulo. It's just like a mayar makum. We saw this similar concept when it comes to gittin. If divorce this woman in this place, did he mean that place dafko? Just he's saying where she was. So we're saying over here the same concept. It's just giving mayar makum with silver, could be with gold, and it's not a problem over there. So that's how you explain the Gemara over here. Bam. So Rabbi Shimon does agree with that, and he's saying it's not talking about her, but it's talking about the actual, the man going to send someone to marry him. Says the Gemara, that can't be. That's really the case. And Hiskachi Li, why is the lush in the Mishnah that said, Hiskachi Li, marry me? That shouldn't say that, right? What should it said? Hiskachi Lo Mi Boy, that said it, marry him. The opening words in the Mishnah were Hiskachi Li. Says Gemara, Hita L'Shevach, and also not only that, but it says Hita L'Shevach, if he misled her to the advantage, Hitahu L'Shevach, and by the way, should have said misled him, not misled her. And not only that, what does that mean? Nimsa. It turns out that Hiskachi Li because Zash, Shalyan, V'nimsa Shaldvash. It says the silver, and it turns out it's going to be something else. Meikar Nami Davav. Even originally, it was considered that it was gold, and it was known. It's like, what is going on over here? Therefore, they came back to the answer. El Amar Rav says, Aniva Arisha B'Chabura Targemna, myself in the line of the Chabura, explained as follows. Who's that, Amanu? Avchirba Avin. Avchirba Avin is the lion. Hachmai Eskinen, Kigon Sha'amar, Hi L'Shlucha, talking about her Shliach. Tseva Kabali Kiddushin, and Poloni, go and accept Kiddushin from Poloni, from this person. Sha'amarli, who said to me, Skachli B'dina Shal Kesef, he said to me, he wants to be married to me with a diner of Kesef out of silver. And the Shlichach goes and ends up with the Shliach of the woman. As we're going, and receives it as actually of gold. Mar Safar, that would be the Tanakama Kpeda, that the woman saying, Dafka, to go and accept silver, but not to accept gold. Rashi says, some people like silver more than they like gold. Interesting. I'm a fan myself. In terms of actual sales, we're talking about money. And yeah, it's rather the gold to sell it. But in terms of what I like personally, I like silver, but I like gold. Kpeda. Amar silver, Mara Malkum Ilo. The other one that would be Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's just a Mara Malkum. Rashi says, Afim lo yitain ela kesef kiblua miu hecha de toi. If it makes a mistake, Toi'i, Gufa, Lo Pliga, Rishimon, Shimon's not going to argue in that case. So Amar Sava Maramakum Hilo, it's a Maramakum. And she didn't mean to say that it's only allowed to accept silver. Umay Nimtza, what does it mean? Lashon Nimtza is found to be gold. The Kotsir Belisa, the Tzair Belisa means, Rashi says, L'kishanasu L'shlich, Havit Sror B'smartut U'matzah Shalzav. It was wrapped up in a smartut, in a, like a little shmata, like a bandage, you know, and some rag. Therefore, it wasn't clear that it was gold right away. Okay, and that's what's going on over here. Everything that was good and dandy. So over here, the way we explained it so far is just saying that this woman who's saying something, what she means is just like a maramakum, and it could be something else as well. Amar Abayi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar, Kul Svirlu, maramakum alo. All of them hold it's just a maramakum over here. But if the shliach wanted to do it in a different way, then it still works. Rabbi Shimon Hadamer, that's Rabbi Shimon is our Mishnah, so that we understand that he clearly holds a Maramakum. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, where did we know that he holds such a thing? That tonight we're learning to the Mishnah, blah, blah, blah. So a beep turned the page. Get Pashut Edov Mitocho, Mekusher Edov Me'acharov. Pashut Shekosu Edov Me'acharov, Mekusher Shekosu Edov Mitocho, Shneim Psulim. This, we said a mouthful over there, but we're talking about something called a get pashut. That's a regular type of get that a person gives a woman. But there's something else called as a get mekusher. And a get mekusher, what we try to do is that's for a kohen. Because kohanim, you know, sometimes they get a little heated, and then they say they want to divorce their wives. The problem is that a kohen who divorces his wife can never take it back, because a kohen can't marry a grusha. Therefore, we try to make the get harder for a kohen, so in the meantime, while he's trying to do it, he'll maybe change his mind, then he won't get divorced. And how is that done? That's done in a way where it was like they write one line and then they leave one line blank and then another and another blank. And then what happens, they go ahead and after each one, they would fold it over and they would sew it up and they would have signatures. That was the Eidim would sign the back of it, of each part that it was folded. And Pashut Shekosu now. So we said, get Pashut for Edom Mitocha. It's just written right there. Everything's done normally. Mekusher Edom Me'achar, it goes on the outside. And then we went on to explain. Pashut Shekosu Edom Me'achar. If let's say a get Pashut, a regular one they did on the back of it, or a Mekusher that they did on the inside of it, both of them are going to be Pasul. Says Rashi, why shalo nasu ketikun chacham? We do like the Chacham said. Chacham Gamliel says that if you have Mekusha that writes that the Edov wrote on the inside is kosher because she yochalasos pashut, because one can leave it without sewing it and you make it into a regular get pashut. That Rashi brings down as a machlokas, but the point is able to make a pashut here. But Shimon Gamliel says everything goes according to the minig of the Medina. Rashi says, Makam shanagu pashut vasu mekusher, mekusher so pashut pasul. Dechi avde baal shliach lichtav al minig Medina, who deshavya, it was made according to the minig of Medina. Bahai lo ari tanai kamai, ella b'ksheina kisheina b'makam edim, behind the Avinam Bavatana Kama Leslie Minaga Medina Uman Polygalea Bahai. Vehavinam Ba. And we wondered about this here with Shimon Gamliel. Vatana Kam Leslie Minaga Medina. He doesn't hold of the shtickle of the Minaga Medina. Right? Obviously, even the Tana Kam would agree. So then what exactly is the Machlok Simon Shimon Gamliel? Vamravashi. We're talking about a place where the makom is to write a pashut. V'avilei mekusher doesn't mekusher. Inami ba'aser dinei mekusher v'avilei pashut. Kulei ama lo pligi divadei b'kpeida. Everyone's going to agree in such a case. It's going to be makbid, therefore it's going to be no good. Ki pligi was a machlokes. Ba'aser nehige bein b'pashut bein mekusher. In a place where they have a minhag, that they do both of them. V'amalei avilei pashut. He said make a pashut. V'aser avilei mekusher. He's mekusher. Ma'aser v'tana kama says k'peida is makbid. He wanted what he said. Amar Sava, the other one says, Mara Malkum Ulo. It's a Mara Malkum and he's trying to show him over here, and therefore it's going to be good. Okay, so now we understand he holds this as well. With Rabbi Elazar, where do we see that he agrees to the concept? From back in Gittin, my friends, Etan Samachay, We learned in the Mishnah of the Isha Shama Hiskabali Gitti Mamakam Ploni, which is what we started to speak about in the beginning. I told you it's in Gittin. Hiskabali Gitti Mamakam Ploni, going except my get in a particular place. The Hibali Gitti Mamakam Achish did another place possible, it's no good. And Belozer Machish said it's good. Alma Kasavar, my Makam Milo must be he holds. Mara Makam Milo. That is just all he was saying. That's probably where it is. You know, but it's okay, it could be anywhere, it's got to be good. So we see that these three people agree with this concept of, these are three people that say this, and one of them being Rav Shimon that we saw in the Mishnah, it's talking about Mar Makom, period. Amar Ula, Machlokas B'Shevach Mamon. The Machlokas in Tanakam, Rav Shimon, is really only in reference to Shevach Mamon. Rashi says, Hu da Amar Rav Shimon, Afal Bisha Hitam, and Kudashas, and Mistam and Nichalab, because it's something that's good for her if she's going to end up getting more. Tanakhama says, no, she's Makbet, she wants exactly that. When it comes to Shevach Yuchsin, Rashi says, Manash, Ani Mamzer, Venimsu Nasin. The guy says, marry me on the condition that I'm a Mamzer. And it turns out that he's not really a Mamzer, he's really a Nasin. Rashi, the Bach, throws, the Mesos Shas throws in the word Kigon. Kigon, Amanas, Shani, Mamzer, Venimsu Nasin. Then, in such a case, Lo Nichala B'Shivcha Mipnei, Shehum Misga Alea, he's not happy. She's not happy though, because he's gonna like rule over, lord over her by saying, "Look, I'm really a great guy." Divrei Kolin, because that's everyone can say it's not good. She wants like a really, you know, shvacha guy. My timer. Then Masana Durav Mikare Lo Baina. That is Rashi says Minol Godol Mimidas Ragli, a shoe that is too big for my foot. I'm not interested in any chafitza bo. It's a mashal, I can't walk in it, right? I don't need a shoe that's too big for my foot. Now, let's back this up. Price to support this. Rav Shimon is asking him that if the greater going up is in Yuchsin, in lineage, then in Kadeshis, it's not going to be in Kadeshis. Even Rav Shimon is asking that. I'm Rav Ashi, Masisa, Nami Diki Yash, learn itself from Mishnah itself to Ketani, because it says, Amanas, Ani Koe, and that's the next Mishnah we're going to see, which is a continuation of this one. If a guy says, marry me, condition of a coin, Nimsa Levi, so then he's Levi, Levi, Nimsa Koin, Nasin, Nimsa Mamzer, Mamzer, Nimsa Nasin, Lo Polygraph. Shimon does not argue over there. That we said it's not going to be a good marriage. So you see, when it comes to Yuchsin, Shimon is masking the Tanakama. He says that Kiddush is going to be no good, even if it ends up being something good for her, so to speak, what we would have thought is good. Maskevlo Mabar of Ashi, Maskevlo Ashi says, 1 second, Eli Ketani, how do you explain the fact that the Mishnah says, Amanash Yeshli Bas O Shivcha Megudelis, if he says, marry me Al Tanai, in condition I have a grown daughter or maidservant, and what do we say over there? Rashi says, Gedola V'ru'uya L'shamsheini, she's ready to go out and to serve me. And the Ein Lo doesn't have it. Amanas She'ein Lo, he says, I don't have it. Yishnei actually has it. The Shevach Mamon, who that's an area of money, right? Why? Because you can save money here because you have someone who's going to work for you. Hachanami de Lo Palik, you're going to stay over here also. There, Shimon is not arguing. We know he argues when it comes to money. Ella Palik Beresha, you said he's arguing on the Resha. In the case of a guy who says he's rich and he's really poor, a person says it's silver and it's really gold. And also in the Seifa, also he's arguing as well. And the Hachanami here also, we're going to say the same idea when it comes to Yuchsin. Paul Bereshu, who had in the Seifa, he argues also when it comes to Yuchsin. That's going to know, Hachi Hashta, Hassam, Idiv, Idiv, Shevach Mamon. Not true. There, the case he brought up at the daughter of the maidservant, that's actually talking about Yuchsin. The Shevach Mamon, Paul Bereshu, who had in the Seifa, Hacha, the Shevach Yuchsin, who. Back it up one drop when we said Hasam Idivid the Shevach Mamon. Over there means both in the part of the Mishnah talks to the guy who says he's rich and he's really poor, and the second part which says that a man who says he has no maid servants over there, that's talking about cash money, Palik Bereshav Hu Adin B'Seifa. But Hachad the Shevach Yochsin Hu. Here in the other cases, in the second part, he says he's a Levi who's really a Kohen, then we're dealing with Shevach Yochsin, Im Isa the Palig Nisne. If it's true that Rav Shimon argues here also, the Mishnah should have said it. So since the Mishnah doesn't say it, so we can say Rav Shimon actually agrees with Tanakama in those cases. Yibai Sam, another answer is, we can say really Rav Shimon is masking Tanakama, even in the case of the dog maidservant, and Hachanami, Shevach Yuchsin, that's also considered Shevach Yuchsin. It's not considered a mamon case if he's really agreeing with him. Me suffered my megudelas megudul mamish. What did you think when I meant megudelas? You meant megudelas means someone who is old and she's able to work and help you? Is that what it means? My megudelas, it means gadelis. It means a person who's very chashuv. Rashi says chashuva. And therefore, d'amar he, the Kal is saying, lo nichili d'shakli mili minai, and what she going to do with it? Va'azla nadya kamei shivavusai. I don't need her to go and take everything that she sees that goes on. Rashi shetei shivcha chashuvali d'shakla mile minai. She can take my words. Va'azla nadya gabei shivavusai. She can go and spread it out in the town. Shem shi chashuva matsuya l'saperim shechinosei. V'tishma mimeni devarim v'tisader osam lefanai shechinosei. V'titein osi b'fiem lalag v'kelas. What's going to happen is they're going to go ahead, and she's a chashva person. She's going to have a lot of friends in the neighborhood over there, and then she's scared that she's going to tell over what she hears from her to all these people, and she's going to be made fun of by all the neighbors over here. Therefore, this is not considered a discussion about money, but rather about Yuchs, and therefore he'd be maskim. Tana Rabba, no. Now we move on to a whole bunch of cases. What happens if a person goes and says, marry me, I'm a nashani karyana, that I am a reader. What does that mean? He given shakar shlosha psukim b'sakaneses, if he's able to read three psukim in the Torah, and shul, harei zuma kadeshes, and they're married. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, ad shikra b'targum, he's able to read it. He's got to be able to read it and to be mitargum, and to speak at the targum. Yitargum midaite, what does that mean, mitargum? He should just translate however he wants. Rashi says, b'tmiya, shul kitargum shalon, it's not our targum, but tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, amitargum posa kitsu asa, reze badai. Someone who translates exactly as the words are said, that's a badai, that's a liar. Rashi says, labo laxor tosefas the targum shalon, lomar, lo atargum pasuk ze ela kitzura, so could go on lo san al riv, lo sasid al dina hareze badai. Like the pasuk says, don't lo san al riv seems to be don't answer for on a fight, which means to say lo tasid al dina hare, don't testify when you see a fight there. And we know that's not really true at all. That's not what you're supposed to say. It means don't be someone who doesn't testify on it. Most of a lover is a mechar from a gadif. Somebody adds to it, that's a mechar from a gadif. That's somebody who's coming along and he's blaspheming. He's saying things which are against the Lord Almighty. Rashi says, "Mosi v'lav shabbat lomer ho'il v'nitan reshus la'osif." Hey, if I was given permission, I can go and I could add. Therefore, osif gam ani b'chol makom sheretz, I'll add whatever I want. Harei ze mecharif v'vazes hamakom mishanes devar. It's changing Hashem's words. V'onkos kesh osif lo midaito osif. V'onkos he did it from himself. Sheri b'sinai nitan. It was given over to Sinai. Ella shenish takach. It was forgotten. V'chazav v'yisto k'damar v'gimel adav gimel v'som seichel z'targam. It was given over again to say. Says Gemara Elamai Targum. What does it mean? Targum didan. It means our targum. It's supposed to say over. Targum uncleus. Vahani mili da amar la karnyana. This is the only targum that he says. I'm a karyana. Aval amar la karana, which is a lot more of an intense lashon, meaning like a real balkore. The Tosfos Yerushalmi explains mashma. Yodea esenvar b'diktuk. He knows the 24 books. Adakarya rice and v'yaksuvi b'diktuk. B'diktuk is to be able to say over Tanakh properly. He's got to be holding shtak. Amanashi nishon. If a person says a condition that I'm somebody who studies, someone who learns, then Chizki Amri says halachas. It's talking about halacha. It's talking about the Jewish law. Rashi explains it means halacha l'moshe misinai. Yochanan Amar Torah. It means it's talking about the Torah. Rashi says kusakatay tach Torah shabusav. It's talking about Torah shabusav. Mei sevei. So Rav Yochanan, the Gemara thinks it's Keter. Rav Yochanan means, right, when it says Torah, that he's got to study Chumash. So he's saying Mesvei. Ezu Mishnah. What does it mean when it says the word Mishnah? Rav Meir Omer Halachas Milachas Yehuda Omer Midrash. It means Midrash. So nobody here is saying that it means Chumash. Beep, turn the page. Mem Tes Amabes. My Tere. What does it mean when it says the word Tere? Midrash Torah. It means the midrash of the Torah. So everything works nice and dandy over here. It says Gemara Vahani Mili Da Amar La Tanina. And this is true if he says Tanina Amar Tanina. Av La Amar La Tana, no, he says that he's a Tana. Then Ad the Tani Yilchus Sefri with Tosefta, he's got to be holding Shtark in Gantz, everything over there. Now, what happens if he says, Amenas, 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 Shani Talmud? I'm a Talmud. Ain Omrim Kishimon ben Azi, Kishimon ben Zoma. We don't say he used to be on such a level like them. Rashi says, Talmidim Hayu, who Bechurim, below bow leklal smicha v'loyu b'yameim kemosam b'torah. There was no one on their levels. Ketetanak, it's his last daf in Sota. Mishameis ben azay batlo ashakadanim. This is a very high level. That's not what it means. Ela kol shesholam masal b'chol makom davar echa b'numa davarmo. What it means is anyone who can be asked a single question, whatever area he's learning, is he able to answer that question. Rashi's me'echad me'makomos. That's what it means. It's a lashon b'chol makom. V'afilu mesechta b'mesechta dekala. Even if he is only in Meseches Kala, which is Rashi says she'ein omekba, it's not considered so deep. U'braisi v'kachi shnuya kala below bracha asur labayla kenida. That's the opening line over there. A kala before you do shavu brachos is going to be awesome to be with her, like a nida. Amanashani chacham, a guy says, and marry me in condition that I am a chacham. Then ain omim kechachme yavne k'Rabbi Akiva chaver. You don't have to be on such a level like Rabbi Akiva and his friends. Ela kol shesholam lo so davar chachma b'chol makom omer. Anything you ask him something, you know, a certain level of chachma. Rashi says milsa detolya besvara, some sort of logic to be able to answer. Then he fits that category. Amanashani gibor in the condition that I am strong like bull. Ain omim kavner b'ner k'yo ben suria. We're big generals. In the Chayal generals, they were like in the Shul, and Yobin Suri was the general of David HaMelech. They're very chashva people. Ella kol shechaverav misyara mimenu. If they realize anyone whose friends are scared of him because of his strength, that's enough. I'm gonna ask Shani Yashiv. He says, "My condition, I'm rich. And I'm a Kribbe Elizabeth and Chorisim a Kribbe Elizabeth and Azariah. I don't have to be as rich as them." Ella kol sheben b'neiro mechabno some of b'neiosha, only because people in his town they. Chabrin because of his wealth. Rashi says, "What was Elizabeth Chosin?" Remember back in Yuma, we learned about that. And that was in Duflam Ham and Bays that his father left him 1,000 ships on the sea and 1,000 cities on the land. And Elizabeth Chosin, Tracer Alfe Aglim, Hoyu Meiser, Meedro, Kol Shaita. Every year, it's back in the Gemara, back in Shabbos. They used to give 12,000 Agalim as Meiser every year, which means that 120,000 sheep that were born to him. That's not what it means. It means you're a Mechobit relative to your town. Amanashini Tzadik person says, Mary Mekadesh HaMekadzadik. Afilu Rosh HaGomor, Mekadesh HaGomor. Rosh HaGomor, there is Mikudashis, because Shema hear her tshuva b'daito, maybe he thought of doing tshuva at that moment, that's good enough. From there, my friends, we see a powerful lesson in the levels of tshuva. We see how fast tshuva can happen. When a person does tshuva, even if this guy's considered Rosh, he says, you know, marry me, because I'm a tzaddik gomor, they get married, then it's Mikudashis, because maybe he had a year of tshuva, that's how quick it is. Always understand, never lose hope. I'm not asking you, Russia, and this is how fast we can go down. I'm Kaddish Hamar Russia, feel Tzadik Gomer, Kaddish even Tzadik Gomer, still going to be Mekadeshes, because Shem Hira Devar Avodis Kachav, and Bedaito, maybe thought about Avodazar at that moment, it became like a Russia. Asara Kabin Chachma Yardu Le'olam. Now we're going to get into a famous Gemara of the 10 things. Chachma is Torah V'derech Eretz. There is 10 different levels of Chachma, the measures of Chachma that came down to the world. Tisha Natal Eretz Yisrael, 9 of them Eretz Yisrael took, Ve'echad Kolam Kulo, and the other one was the entire world took. Amazing. Asar Kabin Yofi Yodilam, there are 10 measures of beauty which came down to the world. Tisha Natal Yushalayim, 9 of Mishalayim took, Ve'echad Kolam Kulo, and one-tenth went to the rest of the world. Asar Kabin Ashiris Yodilam, 10 of wealth. Tisha Natal Ramon Kadmonim, Ve'echad Kolam Kulo, 9 of them were taken by the Romans, and one of them was taken by the rest of the Olam. Asara Kabin Anios Yardul Olam. There are 10 Kabin of Anios, or Yud Kabin Anios Yardul Olam, of poverty came down to the world. And interesting. There's a thing over here. Asara Kabin, when we said, hold on. Notul Romayim Kadmonim. The Masor Shas takes it out. You're talking Shinof Nalpia, a censor. The censor put that one in because, you know, you don't want to get killed or whatever. But let's talk about the Romans. They came along and they took it. And the rest of the world. Yud Kabin and Yosir Dulom, 10 of poverty, 10 measures of poverty. Tisha Notul Bavel took 10 of them and 9 of them. The Echad Kolom Kulom, 1/10 the rest of the world. Asar Kabin Gasus Yardulom, 10 of Gasus. Of arrogance came down to world. Tisha Notul Elam Echad Kol Olam Kulo. Elam took 9/10 and 1/10 the rest of the world. Vegasus above Nachis. What do you mean? Didn't go above a Voksiv. But it says in the Pasuk in Zechariah, Vaesa Einai Ve'era, And I lifted my eyes and saw, I lifted up, I raised up my eyes and I saw, Vini va esa, enai va ere. I lifted my eyes and I saw, Vini shtayim nashim yosas vroch bekanfeim. There were two women and wind was in their wings. Vilahina kanafayim bekanfe chasida, and the wings like the wings of a chasida, which is like a stork. Vatisena esa efa, bein aris ha bein shemayim. They lift up their Eifa, the Eifa is a type of measurement, carrying it between the earth and between the sky. She says, Le'el minei ksev zos harsha, v'yishlach osa el tocha Eifa yetzahara, shenimser b'yadam, shlicha b'socha k'deminim b'sanhedrin, shadyua b'duda d'avra. It was a symbolic shtickle that they were bringing over the yetzahara. So the Eifa is a type of measuring shtickle over here. And that these wicked women were trapped inside of the Eifa. So now we're saying, Vayomer. Vayomer el Malach Adover B. And I said to the Malach that was speaking with me, Anna Hema Malichos Eifa. Where are they going and bringing this Eifa? Vayomer Eli, Livnos La Bayis Be'eret Shinar. They're going to build themselves a house in Shinar. The end of the Rashi finishes off and says that Shadyub ve'ilu shtei nashim nasa yitzahara shal chanuf v'gas ruach. They were carrying a flattery and arrogance. Kedichsev ruach b'kanfei migas ruach v'chanufa nira be'inei d'derek lo mikanfei chasida shalosa chasidus im chavrosea kedamer be'ilu trefus. Right, so v'amar Rabbi Yochanan Yishenar b'nos Bavel. Rabbi Yochanan says zuchanuf v'gas ruach shiyadu l'bavel. So why are you saying that it was in Elam, it was actually in Bavel? It says Gemara in Lahacha Nachis. Yes, it did go down there originally. It's a little bit slowly made its way until it got to Elam. As she says, Hasam le'Elam. They cannot make the Ketani has to learn that from the actual pasuk itself because it says Livnos Labayis, where to build a house over here. The house was being built for one of these women who was being brought to Eifa. Shma Amina. So we see that the woman representing arrogance were no longer in Bavel, but rather they went on the made their way to Elam. Frak the Gemara, Eini, is that really true that it's in Elam? Amar Mar, Simon Legatsus Anias. If you want to know a Simon, a sign for arrogance, that's Anias, that's poverty. Anias, but Bavel Udika, and Anias is found in Bavel. So Bavel should be the most arrogant. So they're going, no, my Anias, what does it mean? When it says that Anias is a sign of arrogance, it means Anias the Torah. It means poverty when it comes to the idea of Torah. And they weren't any in Torah when it comes to Bavel. Anias the Torah, Dirsev, Achos Lanu Kitana Vashadaim Ein La, Elam is the type of place because it says that we have a young sister and she's not yet developed Shadayim. The Amr of Yochanan explains Zu Elam segment is Elam, Shizachsa Lamud Velozach Lamed. He was able to learn Torah, but not able to go and to teach Torah, and therefore they're the ones who have the arrogance. Asar Kaben Gavur Yadulolam Tisha Natul Parsiam. Ninth of them take by the Parsiam. They were the strong like bull, or like bear actually. Asara Kaben Kinim Yadulolam. 10 of Kinim Lavlais Tisha Natul Madai. Madai took 10, and the rest of the world took the rest of them. 9 out of 10, pretty gross. Asar Kabin, Kshafim Yadulam, Kishuf, Black Magic, and Witchcraft, Tisha Nutlam, Mitzrayim took it. Asar Kabin, Negoim Yadulam, as types of diseases came down to the world, and Tisha Nutlam, Chaziram, pigs, took 9/10 of them, and the rest went to the rest of the world. Asar Kabin, Yud Kabin, Znus Yadulam, Tisha Nutlam, Arvia, they came to Arabian Nights. Asar Kabin, Azus Yadulam, Brazenness, Tisha Nutlam, Meshan took it. Asar Kabin, Sicha Yadulam, there were 10 of Kabin of Tar, of speech that came down, of talking. Tisha Nutlam, Nashim, women took 9 out of 10. Asar Kabin, Shichus Yadulam, and Tisha Nutlam, Kushim, the Kushim, people from Ethiopia are blacks. Asar Kabin, Shena Yadulam, Tisha Nutlam, Vadim, 9 out of 10 of Vadim took, Ve'echad Nutlam, Kolam Kulo, the rest of the world came and took. Zok the next Mishnah. Here we go. Listen carefully. I'm going to read this through the Mishnah as a continuation of the previous one, and then we're going to pick up with the Gemara Beis Hashem next time. I'm going to ask Shane, is Shani coin? This person says, marry me, give this him a coin. But instantly, he turns into Levi. Levi is a coin or the flip. Nasin, he says, I'm a Nasin. which we didn't actually explain last time. And Nosson is someone who comes from the Givonim. They're the ones who made a trick by Yoshua. They made a peace treaty over them that they're not part of the, they tricked them that they're not part of the seven nations, the Zion Amimin. And it turns out they were liars, but he didn't want to go ahead and make a Chil Hashem or whatever it may be. And therefore, he made them to be woodcutters and water drawers. And that's called a Nosson, which means the ones that are placed or appointed to be. So they did convert to Yiddishkeit, but David HaMelech said they're not allowed to marry into the general Kahal. That's what we saw in Yuvamos. So that's what a Nosson. So Princess Nosson, for him, some Mamzer, turns out he's really a Mamzer, which, you know, comes from a relationship which is not allowed to be. A man and a woman where Kiddushin is not Chal because it's an Isser one to the next. And they're not allowed to marry a regular Jew over here. But if he does, the Kiddushin is still Chal. Mamzer, Vinissa Nosson, with a flip. Baini, Vinissa Ben Krach. This guy says that he is a country boy, but he turns out to be that he's Ben Krach from a big city, or Ben Krach from Nisabanir, or the flip. We know that as someone's from the city, you live in a smaller place, and it's a lot more crowded, and things are more expensive. So Ben Krach, or Ben Krach from Nisabanir, or the flip over there. Then, Amanah Shebesi, Karov, the Merchatz, and Rachov, he says, my house is next to the Merchatz, or the Bethes, or it's far. Rachov, and Nisakarov, or the flip. Ends up being the opposite. He said, Amanash Yeshlo Bas, or Shifcha Magdalis. He says he has this grown daughter and a maidservant, Ve'enlo, he doesn't really have. Amanash She'enlo, he says, I don't have Yeshlo, Itaka does have. Amanash She'enlo Banami, he has no children. Ve'eshlo, Itaka does have children. Or, Amanash Yeshlo, he says he does have, Ve'enlo, actually doesn't have. Uvakulam, Afa Bisha Amar, Belibi, Hoyal, Iskadish, Lo, Afa Bikin. In all these cases, she says, in my heart, I would have married him even if I would have known this. I says, Afa Bisha Dover Kane. Even if that's the case, the marriage is not a good marriage. They are not married. In all these cases, the same is true if she's the one who ends up tricking him. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.